From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. President Obama wants to reduce drug violence in the neighborhood. After a meeting with Mexican President Felipe Calderon at the White House, Mr. Obama said U.S. efforts are producing some success.
The United States accepts our shared responsibility for the drug violence. So to combat the southbound flow of guns and money, we are screening all southbound rail cargo, seizing many more guns bound for Mexico, and we are putting more gun runners behind bars.
3 weeks ago, a U.S. customs agent was shot and killed in northern Mexico with a gun smuggled in from the U.S. The two leaders also announced a deal to allow Mexican trucks in the U.S. if they meet U.S. safety standards. There is more political turmoil in post-Mubarak Egypt. The prime minister has resigned and has been replaced by a former minister from ousted President Hosni Mubarak's administration. In Cairo, NPR's Jason Bobian says the reshuffling comes as demonstrators call for even more changes in the government.
The military council that's ruling Egypt announced Prime Minister Ahmed Shafik's resignation in a brief statement on the internet. The army said he'll be replaced by Assam Sharaf, who served as transportation minister for Mubarak. Shafik was a controversial figure. He'd been appointed after the pro-democracy demonstrations started as a gesture by Mubarak that he was delegating power away from himself. Protesters and opposition leaders, however, viewed Shafik as a remnant of the Mubarak regime and had been calling for Shafik to be fired. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Cairo.
Remember that big oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico last year? Well, oil giant BP is withholding bonuses for two departed executives who were in charge of operations there. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports BP claims it's now a changed company.
It's BP's first annual report since the Deepwater Horizon exploded, killing 11 rig workers and unleashing the worst offshore oil spill in U.S. history. In a video introduction to the document, CEO Bob Dudley says the tragedy shocked and saddened the company.
2010 stands as an inflection point for BP and our industry. We understand that a return to business as usual is not an option.
Dudley is not taking a bonus for 2010 and the two officers who left in the wake of the oil disaster, CEO Tony Hayward and head of exploration and production Andy Inglis, won't be getting bonuses either. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
A Salt Lake City jury is deliberating the case against an environmental activist who admits to purposely disrupting a 2008 federal oil and gas auction. Tim DeChristopher says he was taking a stand against climate change. Stocks are a lot higher this afternoon on Wall Street. The Dow is up 214 points, NASDAQ ahead 53, and the S&P up 23. This is NPR. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi and members of his inner circle are already facing sanctions by the international community, and now they're facing possible prosecution in The Hague. The prosecutor of the International Criminal Court says he'll investigate Gaddafi, some of his sons, and close associates for possible crimes against humanity in the violent crackdown on peaceful demonstrators. At least three people have been killed and a score injured at a governing party rally in Nigeria. NPR's Ofebia Quist-Arkton reports the latest violence comes a month before a key presidential election in a charged political climate.
Witnesses say an explosive device was thrown from a car near the capital, Abuja. It appears the target was an election rally held by the president's People's Democratic Party in the nearby town of Suleja. The police say the device landed close to where market women were trading. This is the latest apparent act of political violence in Nigeria, which has been blighted by sporadic bomb attacks since deadly explosions disrupted 50th independence anniversary celebrations last October. Election campaign period is often fraught with disturbances in Nigeria, Africa's leading crude oil exporter and the continent's most populous nation. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
A Northwestern University psychology professor is in some hot water. The school's president says Professor John Michael Bailey showed poor judgment in allowing a couple to engage in a sex act in front of dozens of students. President Morton Shapiro's ordered an investigation of the incident that occurred in Bailey's human sexuality class. Pam Coulter, NPR News, Washington.
Support for